When I was, I was 4, 5, or 6, I went to our international school summer camp. There were some net teachers speaking English with me. There were some students my age speak English with me, but their English is far better than me. So I was very frustrated when I was small. It was very memorable because I, at that time I start to realize that I need to learn English better. As long as I have to communicate with other students and teachers.
So what did you do to improve your communication?
Speak English to myself every time. At home, when I was alone at home, I speak English to myself. Pretend that someone is interviewing me. I think your point is right. You just like that. So that I, it's my way to improve my English, but I think it was not a good way because you need to communicate with real people so that you can improve your English well. It means nothing to communicate with myself. So I think it was not effective way.
Well, actually, we're having a great conversation right now. Thanks for the interview. Second question I want to ask you about is a memorable English language learning reading experience.
Reading English. I rarely have English reading experience. I think when I was facing the A-level examination, every day I read the past paper, read the reading part of the English paper. But that's all I had for my English reading experience. I rarely read the book before, but I'm going to try. I have bought a novel book recently, and if I have time, I will start reading it. The book's called Gone Girl. You know, The Gone Girl. I'm going to start reading it.
What's the reason for wanting to read that novel?
Because I have watched the movie before. I think it's very interesting. So, and that time I know that it was a novel and become a movie. And so that I want to read the book, see that if there are any difference between the movie and the novel. So my English ability